Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Air Force holdouts who rejected the Biden regime's forced vaccine regime of continuous COVID shots, well, they won a key victory in the court last week, and we'll break it down for you. Joe Biden inks a deal with the state of Israel in which he pledges to protect them from any future attack from Iran's nukes. The pact is being hailed in the U.S. and Israel as peace and security for the Jewish state. More bank runs in China, and now the brave Chinese people are rising up on another level, declaring a year of jubilee and refusing to pay their mortgages. And electric vehicle maker Tesla has sent out a warning to its customers in Texas. Don't recharge your cars during hours of peak demand for electricity during the summer heat wave. Folks, these were supposed to be the vehicles that would save the earth. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. A district court for the Southern District of Ohio last Thursday issued a temporary restraining order prohibiting the Air Force from enforcing the vaccine mandate against any airman who has filed a request for a religious accommodation. That's according to court documents. Judge Matthew W. McFarland granted a motion brought by airmen to extend a court order from March 31st that prohibited the Air Force from disciplining or discharging plaintiffs fighting the mandate based on their religious beliefs to all airmen who filed religious accommodation requests as a, quote, class, end quote. The court order is a temporary restraining order, or TRO, which is an emergency measure to preserve the status quo for up to 14 days, while the judge is considering granting a preliminary injunction, which would, in turn, last through the entire litigation process. If the judge continues to believe that the mandate is illegal, then the court will convert the temporary restraining order to a preliminary injunction at the end of that window, effectively protecting all of these service members while the Biden regime appeals the decision to the Sixth Circuit Appellate Court. The airmen face separation from the Air Force, loss of pay, and other disciplinary measures. The Liberty Council is working on behalf of the plaintiffs in this case. Matt Staver, the organization's founder and chairman, commented, quote, "This is a great decision that grants protection for the religious freedom for all Air Force personnel from Joe Biden's unlawful COVID shot mandate. No service member should be required to choose between service to the country and service to God." Liberty Council will, of course, be pursuing class-wide protection for the remaining branches of the U.S. military, end quote. On day one of Joe Biden's trip to Israel, he declared his loyalty to the state of Israel, stating, quote, "The connection between the Israeli people and the American people is bone deep. It's bone deep," end quote. On day two, the meeting between Biden and Acting Prime Minister Lapid resulted in what they call the, quote, "Jerusalem Declaration," end quote, which is supposed to be a strategic partnership that reaffirms the, quote, "unbreakable bonds between our two countries and the enduring commitment of the United States to Israel's safety," end quote. Lapid believes the relationship will affect the region. He stated, quote, "From here, from Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the state of Israel, you will travel to Saudi Arabia. Your visit to Saudi Arabia is important for Israel and for the entire region, for our security and for the future and for the prosperity of the Middle East," end quote. The pact also commits the U.S. to denying Iran nuclear weapons to be used against Israel, despite the fact that some analysts say Iran may already have a nuclear weapon capable of hitting Israel. So, America will be Israel's protector against Iran and other hostile nations, guaranteeing the Jewish state security. Well, good luck with that, given the U.S. pattern under the Biden regime of abandoning Afghanistan and waffling on Taiwan. This is something that bears watching, particularly given the biblical prophecies about Israel and the last days. As we reported earlier, California's AB 5 bill would criminalize independent truckers who are not working under the umbrella of a labor union or large corporation. That would eliminate more than 70,000 independent truckers from the state's delivery system, including trucks based elsewhere that come in and out of the state. It could cripple an already damaged supply line, which seems like an intentional act, does it not, on the part of California's radical Democrat-controlled government, and one that many say are greatly influenced by the wishes of China. But the truckers, they aren't taking it sitting down. Take a look at the protests they've mounted.
Bobby, it's happening out here mostly on the 710, and you can see the 710 below us right there. At this moment, that rolling convoy, not really here, and it's more of a rolling blockade area to AB 5. Now, that's a law that passed that basically eliminates any type of independent truckers. So these are independent truckers out there, and they're basically trying to get the word out that this is going on. 70,000 truckers are basically in the California area will be affected, sure, and is driving extremely slow on the freeways. Southbound 710 today, they were out there in force creating rolling blockades, creating a lot of problems. Now, this is going to create some problems for shippers right now and people that are expecting things delivered, especially from the port areas, but it's also going to create a larger problem, especially with all the issues we have with the supply chain right now.
Thank you for that report from the local Fox affiliate in Los Angeles. In other news, bank runs continue to spark chaos across China. Since last week, thousands of people took to the streets of major Chinese cities to ask banks to unfreeze their deposit accounts, only to be dispersed by heavy-handed security personnel and remain at risk of losing all of their life's savings. Six major banks have frozen an estimated $1.5 billion worth of deposits since April, telling the people they are, quote, upgrading, end quote, their internal computer systems. But by now, the people have lost trust in the institutions and the government. And according to economists, China is on the brink of a serious debt crisis with the implosion of the real estate market and now the banking system. Civil unrest is growing. But many of the protesters, well, they ended up being beaten, are taken away by police. Citizens say even ATMs are empty, making it impossible to pay their bills. Although there have been examples of wealthy Chinese losing access to some of their money, most affected citizens are farmers with low incomes. The same uprising in China has spread to the mortgage sector. Zero Hedge reports that the Chinese people are mounting a grassroots effort for what appears to be a debt jubilee, as millions of homeowners have suddenly stopped paying their mortgages, a move that has sent shockwaves across China's capital markets and has sparked panic within China's elite political class. As Bloomberg reports, a rapidly increasing number of, quote, disgruntled Chinese homebuyers, end quote, are refusing to pay mortgages for unfinished construction projects, exacerbating the country's real estate woes and stoking fears that the crisis will spread to the wider financial system and countless mortgages default. Brutal dictatorship or not, the Chinese people appear to be getting organized and mounting up against their communist oppressors. Well, even the left is now accusing the Capitol Police of inviting the January 6 protesters into the U.S. Capitol. Marxist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat from New York, tore into U.S. Capitol Police for failing to forestall the January 6 Capitol riot, accusing some officers of being sympathetic to the protesters' cause. AOC stressed that authorities never, quote, got to the bottom, end quote, of whether officers aided and were, quote, opening the doors, end quote, to protesters who entered the Capitol while warning fellow lawmakers, quote, we're not safe, end quote, at the Capitol. She said this when stopped on the D.C. Mall for an ad hoc interview with a Latino journalist. Watch this.
These insurrectionists.
Like Antifa?
And that there were actual officers working with this, and we never got to the bottom of that, and we never got any answers about that. And then to this day, we're just supposed to pretend that that never happened.
What about Antifa?
I have no idea what happened to the people on the inside who were very clearly sympathetic with what was going on and opening the doors wide open for that. And I'm supposed to sit here and pretend like none of that ever happened. And then right afterwards, you have a massive, you know, you just have this idea that throwing money at that problem is going to make it go away without any accountability. And so this is where these things are breaking down. We're not safe. And it's not just about members of Congress not being safe. The food staff workers aren't safe. The janitors aren't safe. Like, we need to get to the bottom of this. So that's all I got to say.
What about Thank you, Congresswoman.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Antifa, please.
AOC apparently doesn't realize that she may have just provided some of the January 6 folks exonerating testimony. These are people who remain in the D.C. gulag on trumped-up charges. Dozens of patriotic Americans arrested for their entrance into the Capitol on January 6 have argued in court documents that officers had either not stopped them from entering the building or never told them they weren't allowed inside. In other news, the Kansas City Royals will lose nearly a dozen players for several games in Canada due to the country's tough COVID mandates, requiring everyone entering the country be vaxxed and boosted. The Major League Ball team has 10 players on its roster who remain unvaccinated. As a result, they will not be able to travel with the Royals for a four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, so reports ESPN. Quote, it's an individual choice, end quote, Royals manager Mike Matheny told ESPN. Quote, the organization's done a real good job bringing in professionals and experts to talk guys through tough conversations and then put it in their hands to make the decision they believe is best for them and their families, end quote. Those players who won't make the trip include four of the team's most productive hitters and two top starting pitchers. We reported last week on a player for the Philadelphia Phillies who also refused to play games in Canada rather than get vaxxed. Well, these men are standing up for freedom and their bodily autonomy. Good for them. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. Well, in our last story, we talked about the Kansas City Royals. And so, speaking of professional sports, another athlete, sadly, has died suddenly and unexpectedly at way too young of an age. Rashard Anderson, a former first-round pick of the Carolina Panthers in the 2000 NFL draft, has died at the age of 45. Anderson died last Wednesday in Mississippi, and the cause of death has not been given. Quote, our condolences go out to his family and loved ones, end quote. That's what the Panthers said in a statement. Anderson was remembered by friends on Twitter. How many of these press releases have I read, folks, over the last several months? And they all pretty much say the same thing. We send our condolences. Well, I'm sure they do. But again, is no one willing to ask why so many young, fit athletes are dropping dead or dying in their sleep? In other news, Tesla is asking all Texas-based customers to avoid charging their electric vehicles during certain times of the day, as the Lone Star State is currently experiencing a massive heat wave that's straining its electrical power grid, so reports the Daily Wire. Last Wednesday, The Verge reported that Tesla recently sent a notice to the screens inside Tesla vehicles in Texas saying, quote, a heat wave is expected to impact the grid in Texas over the next few days, end quote. Then they went on to say, quote, the grid operator recommends to avoid charging during peak hours between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. if possible to help statewide efforts to manage demand, end quote. That's what the alert said. On Monday of last week, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which operates the state's power grid, asked residents to conserve energy between the hours of 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. local time by not using heavy appliances during that time frame. Texas uses a mix of fossil fuels and renewables to keep its electrical grid running. When major heat waves move through the state, wind power is often decreased due to a change in pressure in the atmosphere. Thus, the state's wind turbines, well, they're failing to produce the necessary amount of energy to keep the grid operating without significant problems. Some are calling it the shot heard around the world. Earlier this week, French President and World Economic Forum stooge Emmanuel Macron made an attempt to bring back the mandated COVID pass or vaccine passport. But Macron's hopes of reinstating a COVID pass went down in flames thanks to a majority of French politicians voting to deny the reinstatement of the digital pass that allows only vaccinated Frenchmen to enter restaurants and other public establishments. Member of the European Parliament spoke with Steve Bannon about the monumental pushback by the French Parliament. Watch this.
Okay, that was the French Parliament. We've got Jerome Revere. Thank you very much for the European Parliament. You haven't been kicked out of the European Parliament?
No, we still have a democracy, so it's the voters that decide.
Okay, fine. What was that yesterday? That was Front National plus the left-wing populist party?
Yeah,
voting against medical tyranny and Macron?
And some of the Republican from former Sarkozy's party. They voted against this stupid law. They want to be able, Macron wants to have the full powers, and he wants to be able to reinstate, this COVID pass that was required to go in a restaurant, to travel, to do anything. And the national rally.
This is a vaccine passport.
It's a vaccine passport, literally.
And that got overturned.
Yeah, he doesn't have the majority anymore, and he learned the hard way that the populist national people that
far right.
The far right, and they will be true to their word. The problem was the far left, because at the European Parliament 2 weeks ago we had the same vote, and the far left voted in favor of the pass because they were unsure of themselves. And then we called them out, and they said, "Oh, we made a mistake. We pushed the wrong button." It was a huge thing, yeah, because you vote with buttons.
Yes, yes.
And they literally said, "We made a mistake," and they sent a letter to the European Parliament saying, "We made a mistake, but it doesn't change the vote."
It's unbelievable.
So, as we called them out at the European Parliament yesterday at the National Assembly, they could not make another mistake. So they had to be true to their word. And Macron learned the hard way that he doesn't have a majority. And
they stood up yesterday on the eve of Bastille Day.
Exactly.
You stood up for freedom. I'm telling you, this is a shot heard around the world, because Macron kind of cruised in. Macron's the poster boy for this entire thing. And he thought, "Oh, I'm just going to do this and just get it again, this authorization, and you're back to vaccine passports again," correct?
Exactly.
Ride-sharing giant Uber has been sued by more than 500 women who claim to have been sexually assaulted by drivers who provide services for the company, so reports CNBC. A complaint was filed by attorneys with the Slater-Shulman firm in San Francisco County Supervisor Court on July 13th, and it claims, quote, women passengers in multiple states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked, end quote, by Uber drivers. Uber employs a large number of foreign men as drivers, including many from Islamic cultures, who don't view single women according to Western norms. Why did the New York Times run a story in defense of the one man who has been captured on video urging people to storm the Capitol on the day before the January 6th riot, and then directing the breach of the guarded perimeter while Donald Trump was speaking 1 mile away? That's a question that Revolver News reporter Darren Beatty wants to get answered. Beatty was the first to draw attention to the mysterious Ray Epps character, presenting video and other evidence to support the theory that the Arizona man was among many federal agents acting as provocateurs on January 6th. In an article last Thursday for Revolver News, Beatty breaks down the Times' puff piece, which opens by describing Epps as, quote, a man whose life has been ruined by a January 6th conspiracy theory, end quote. That's according to WorldNet Daily. The Times says Epps, quote, has suffered enormously in the past 10 months as right-wing media figures and Republican politicians have baselessly described him as a covert government agent who helped to instigate the attack on the Capitol last year, end quote. But Beatty digs out the buried lead of the story. The Times refers to a text message Epps sent to his nephew describing how he, quote, orchestrated movements of people, end quote, to the Capitol after Trump's speech. Beatty, providing a video compilation of Epps, quote, orchestrating movements, end quote, wonders what Epps said, in that text and whether it at least hinted at his motive for driving all the way to Washington to direct people into the Capitol. The Times apparently never asked Epps that pivotal question. And while Epps states he had no association with law enforcement, the story presents no explicit denial by him of a connection to military intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, or any cutouts of intermediaries. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security is refusing to brief members of Congress on terror plots unless they agree to an insane new policy. That policy requires members of Congress to get permission from the terrorists themselves before DHS will release the information. Fox News reports that Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee want answers about a new Department of Homeland Security policy that lawmakers say require them to get privacy release waivers from criminal non-citizens accused of terror and assassination plots in order for DHS to give them information about the threats. In a letter to the DHS secretary that was obtained by Fox News Digital, Republicans on the committee say the agency, quote, has implemented a new policy requiring members of Congress to obtain signed privacy release waivers from criminal non-U.S. citizens, including those illegally in the United States, and submit that waiver to the department before the department will provide the committee with general information about the threats posed by such individuals, end quote. They say the policy was communicated to them after they requested briefings about two alleged plots. The first was an alleged ISIS-inspired plot to assassinate former President George W. Bush, and the second, an alleged July 4th mass shooting plot by two illegal immigrants. Quote, it is unconscionable that DHS would implement or maintain any policy or practice to directly or indirectly inhibit Congress's ability to conduct timely, highly relevant oversight that may require legislative action, end quote. The letter was signed by Representatives John Kotko, Republican from New York, August Plufker, Republican from Texas, and Mara Flores, Republican from Texas. So, folks, what criminal or terrorist would agree to a waiver like this? It really makes you wonder what DHS is trying to hide from Congress. Or maybe, how about this? Who are they actually working for on behalf of? Are they really working for us on our behalf or that of the criminals? Maybe we should ask my friend who used to work at the Department of Homeland Security, Phil Haney. Oh, wait a minute. He's dead under suspicious causes. Oh, but remember, he's the one that wrote the book, See Something, Say Nothing, after a grand jury was convened to prosecute him for supposedly violating the rights of foreigners who he believed had jihadi ties and didn't want to come into the U.S. because he was actually doing his job, but our government went after him. Oh, you mean that same DHS? Congress has a constitutional right to this information. The executive branch is funded by taxpayer money, and thus they are obligated to report this information to congressional members, period. End of conversation. No waivers needed. But when has this regime ever paid attention to the Constitution or the rule of law? Like everything else, they will refuse to give in on this, and if the Republicans push it, the issue will end up in court, at which point, if we follow the pattern of this regime, it's anybody's guess whether they will even pay attention to the court's ruling, should it come against them. Their lawlessness knows no bounds. This is one example, again, that we are no longer living under the rule of law in America. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you again for tuning in, for telling your family and friends about it. If you appreciate what we're doing here, we need your support. We are a listener-supported broadcast. I tell you again and again, it takes a team of seven of us, about 15 man-hours a day. Those seven people don't work for free. I've got to pay them. So if you want to help support this broadcast, We need your support by going to one of three places, MyPillow.com, and using the promo code B66. By the way, when you use that promo code, we get credit. You use another promo code, we don't get credit. So please, use the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattress toppers for those college dorms, wedding gifts, housewarming gifts. Check it all out at MyPillow.com. Now, a new thing to mention tonight, My Coffee. But to get that, you have to go to MyStore.com. MyStore, MyStore, MyStore.com for the new My Coffee just released last week. Again, use the promo code B66. We get credit. It helps fund this show and keep my team together so we can keep putting it together to bring it to you. Check out this great new coffee. It's organic. You know what that means? It doesn't have a lot of pesticides sprayed all over it. That's organic. Also, you're going to love the flavor. Check it all out. Mild roast, darker roast, you know, you can get the whole beans to grind them yourself, all of it. MyStore.com, look for the new My Coffee, but again, use that promo code B66. Also, go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com, if you want to get emergency food supplies. We've been distributors of emergency food supplies since 2016. The freeze-dried food there has a shelf life of 25 years. I know you can buy it anywhere else and a lot of other places. Thank you for buying it from us because it is a big part of our general operating budget. So please go to WVWTVStore.com. You'll also find other emergency supplies there as well. WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just make a contribution of any size right online, right now at WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for doing that. WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation is committed to using the technology and broadcast platforms to proclaim the truth of a Judeo-Christian worldview, to bring you the news, information, and understanding through the lens of a Christian worldview. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to use the mail. Send a check. WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.